Well, today I have with me Heidi Dupre, and she wrote a wonderful tale called A Magical Garden. Heidi, how are you today?
I'm great. And actually, the story is called Garden of Miracles.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. A Garden
okay.
of Miracles. Thank you. It was magical, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, thank you for correcting me. Okay, Heidi, let's talk a little bit about your tale. What motivated you to write this tale to begin with?
Well, I actually wrote this story in my journal at the time that it happened, which was 15 years ago or so. It was such a moving experience. It was one of those things that stays with you for a long time. And then when I came across information about the Tales to Inspire contest in Dan Pointer's e-newsletter, this story was the first thing that came to my mind that I should submit it because of how much it had inspired me.
And inspired other people as well.
Yes. I mean, some people who I've told over the years, they usually will cry. It touches something very deep inside of them.
Yes.
That pure love between a dog and its owner. And
it was almost like, what do they call it when things happen?
Serendipity.
It's more than serendipity. It's like providence, that it's just supposed to happen.
Yes.
And that's the way I felt when I read that story.
Yeah.
Without telling the whole story, Heidi, would you just like to tell a little bit about it and the message that you wanted to get across to other people as they read it?
Well, what I learned from this experience is that when we pray for something and when we let go of how and where and when that prayer is going to be answered, that miracles happen, often in completely unexpected ways. And the story starts with a prayer that I made in my garden, and I had no idea how that prayer was going to go out and how my life was going to be intersecting with somebody else's in a miraculous way through this lost dog who showed up in that garden in the exact spot where I was praying.
That was one of the amazing parts of the story. There were several amazing parts, and that was just one of them. Heidi, interesting that you say that. One of the other interviews that I did today, it was almost a totally different story, but he said the same thing. You know that when you pray, and it doesn't matter what your beliefs are, if it's even a religion or what your deep spiritual beliefs are, it can happen. And I think people have found that, and you certainly found that with Aussie. Is that how you say his name?
Aussie.
Yeah.
And this is something that I talk about in my upcoming book, The Other Medicine That Really Works, How Energy Medicine Heals You, Body, Mind, and Spirit. That the way miracles of healing happen in our lives is usually very unexpected. And when we know that we can't necessarily figure it out or anticipate it, and that doing so can actually get in the way, that helps us to let go. And when we let go, that's when it happens.
Beautiful, beautiful sentiment. When you wrote this story, or your book, I should say, was the story within the book itself?
No, completely unrelated. I do talk about miracles of healing in the book, though.
Right. Okay. Well, that book is published already?
It's hopefully going to be out this fall.
This fall. Tell everybody, for the listeners, because I'm sure there'll be some people who are interested, the title again so they can hold on to it.
Sure. The Other Medicine That Really Works.
The Other Medicine That Really Works.
Mm-hmm. And then the subtitle is How Energy Medicine Heals You, Body, Mind, and Spirit.
Lovely. Sounds like a book I would enjoy, too. How did you feel, Heidi, when you found out that you were a winner here? Did it surprise you?
I felt really honored and excited that by being a finalist that would help me potentially reach more people.
Yes.
Because we all have a mission in life, and I feel that I'm here to help others. And so the more people I reach, the more people I have the potential to help, to inspire, to make a difference.
And so you will. You will. Interesting. A lot of people who entered this, it was just more to them than writing a story.
Yeah.
So many of them felt as you did, that they almost had a mission, something that they had to convey to their readers. And that's why they liked this particular Authors Helping Authors project and contest, because they knew that what they had was something inspiring that they could share with others and hopefully help other people in one way or another.
Yeah, how did you feel?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think we all have music inside of us. You know,
yes.
In this case, in the form of stories, and that music needs to be played for others to hear. So if you have a music inside you, tell it so others can hear that music.
You know, you're saying that, Heidi. This is just an aside. Tomorrow, my husband and I go to a course that we've been taking that's stories and music, stories from music.
Oh.
So you know why that appeals to me, right?
Here's another coincidence.
Yes. I think the longer I live, the less I believe in coincidence.
Right.
And the more,
exactly.
And the more I believe that these things are destined to happen, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Heidi, tell us what you like best about the Tales to Inspire project.
Well, just this opportunity to be able to share with others, you know, being
mm-hmm.
provided that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a cross-cultural phenomenon that we learn through stories. It helps make abstract concepts understandable. I mean, if I wrote an article about the unexpected nature of healing miracles, it might be boring. But if I tell
right.
you a story about a miracle, now that's going to entertain you.
And not only entertain you, it's likely to leave a deeper dent.
Yes.
Is it not?
Yes, it takes you in on a much deeper level. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully this is going to reach many, many people. And I'm so excited about it. You know, this was the first year, and I just anticipate that this is going to grow a lot, so I'm excited about it.
Wonderful.
Really something, as you say, sometimes people feel like they have a mission, and
mm-hmm.
somehow this feels to me like part of my mission. Something
right.
I'm supposed to be doing.
I'm sure it is.
Heidi, is there anything else you'd like to share for the listeners today?
Just if you know, play your music. Let
play
your
music.
Be heard.
That's I love some of the little slogans that people give me, and that's a great one. Play your music and then live by it. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Heidi, this was great, and I thank you so much for being part of it. And you did a beautiful job.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. And I enjoy getting to meet. This is sort of a way for me to get to meet the authors. So it brings me even a little closer to them, which I love. So thank you for the time that you've spent on this.
You're welcome.
Good night now.